This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Bush und Richie machen Deutschland. Das ist fantastisch, genau.
Fridays, no repeat guarantee, 9 to 5. Monday to Friday, nothing repeated while you listen at work. It's the final hour of it. It's the first hour of home time. It's Bush and Richie live from Germany on Absolute Radio.
Yes, we have consciously recoupled today, yeah. Having gone our separate ways because of the challenge by
I
the lovely...
I missed you too.
It's good to be back together, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But Tesco Mobile wanted to add a bit of jeopardy into our adventure to Dortmund for this Jumpers for Goal post kick around that we're organising. So I started in Amsterdam, you started in Brussels. Let's bring everybody up to speed with what's been going on. I genuinely think that in terms of travelling, I'm cursed. So remember La Rochelle?
Yeah.
Who forgot his COVID passport and had to wait for 2 hours sat on the floor in St Pancras Station to get it sorted out? That was me. Recently been on a family holiday to Mallorca. Who lost the kids' entire suitcase of all their holiday clothes? Was me.
Who left their iPad behind in the airport when we flew to Ibiza?
I'd forgotten about that as well. That was me. So what happened today? Yesterday, don't even know what day of the week it is now. So after you guys jumped off at Brussels, for you know, because obviously you jumped off the Eurostar and went and did your thing, we carried on with what I thought would be kind of fairly cool hour and a half extra journey onto Amsterdam, and then everything went wrong. The Eurostar just stopped. Like, we stopped for like 2 hours, literally not going anywhere. They were handing out Kit Kats to stop us from rioting. Which I think, you know, any rail companies from the United Kingdom listening to this, give that a go. And then the most amazing thing happened. They put a tannoy announcement on to say, right, can everyone clear the hallways because the driver's going to go down the other end of the train and reverse it, right? And then we were waiting for ages. And this fella came out of nowhere and he looked like a pimp. He had a tilted hat on. He looked like someone from, like, the theme from Shaft. And he had, like, big furry cuff and collars and polished shoes. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. Anyway, he goes down the other end. He reverses the Eurostar. I've never seen a Eurostar reverse before. And then we end up finally crawling into Rotterdam. I think overall 5.5 hours late.
Oh, man.
5.5 hours late, which meant that we were only in Amsterdam for 12 hours in total.
I'd left you as I got off the train in Brussels, and I felt so bad because obviously, you know, because there's no EU roaming fees this year with Tesco Mobile, I'm able just to keep a look on the progress that you're making up to Amsterdam.
And find my bush.
Find my bush.
Maybe they shouldn't call the app that.
And I'm seeing all these WhatsApps come in going, our train stopped, we've not moved for an hour, train's reversing, oh my God, I'm a curse, I don't know if we're going to get to Amsterdam, this is a disaster, what's going on? And in the meantime, I'm visiting the Mannequin Peace Fountain.
Oh, the little weeing boy.
I'm going to waffle houses. I'm buying Belgian chocolate, sitting down for a meal in the evening, having cheese croquettes, what are you, having a lovely steak with béarnaise sauce.
The little weeing boy, what is that like? Is he good?
Very underwhelming.
Does he wee like beer or anything? Or
just water into a fountain. I bought a beer opener with him. As a souvenir.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Actually, I've also remembered I've bought you something from Brussels.
Have you?
Because I knew you were having such a bad day.
Oh, what is it?
One of the great things about being on the continent is you have slightly different sweets and snacks that you don't have at home. Who's a big fan in this room of Fisherman's Friends?
Me.
Who had a bad day yesterday?
Me.
Who was I missing yesterday?
Me.
Yes. Look what I got you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Tell everyone at home what you've got.
Special, limited edition. Uncle Richie has bought me a limited edition set of spearmint Fisherman's Friends.
That'll keep you happy.
I'll have one of these. It'll be an upper in a minute. We'll drop those out. We'll do a half and we'll play some songs. One other thing I've meant to tell you about. Thank you very much for that present. One other thing I want to tell you about. My experience of Amsterdam is obviously there's loads of bicycles there, yes. A lot of people cycling around, etc., which was a great thing. But there's a phenomenon on the streets of Amsterdam which I wasn't expecting, and it was a mysterious tiny car, little tiny car.
Wow, look at that!
I've taken a photo of it here. It's a little tiny red, what I believe like a one-seater car, maybe.
Yeah, it's one seat, and it's even smaller than a smart car.
Tiny little thing, even smaller than the iconic Robin Reliant from Lonely Fools and Horses, but. What was cool about these cars, and there's quite a few people driving them around, you could drive them down the cycle lanes.
Oh, wow.
So this could be the future. You know, I mean, I know like we had smart cars and stuff for a little bit, but I genuinely think little tiny, tiny cars could be a thing of the future. So look, if you know Amsterdam and you're aware of what these cars are, because I've never seen one like this before, and we'll put it on our socials as well, at Absolute Radio, drop us a message and clarify. Andy Payne says, Bush, this is my small electric car. It's a Citroen Ami, A-M-I, and he loves it.
Which is French for friend.
Is it?
Ami.
Mes amis.
Mes amis. Well, there you go. Oui, Citroën ami.
Martin says it looks like it's been squashed. And Dan says, you're not the Pope, mate. Thank you very much.
In Brussels, I feel like you haven't seen the full extent of the branded merchandise that we have been able to come to the continent with. I have been wearing a Tesco Mobile bucket hat. I've got one for you.
Wow.
I've been carrying around. I know you've got the Tesco Mobile penny floater, the football, which...
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
It's really, really good.
Makes you want to get hit in the face by a fifth year with it. Do you know that's the kind of ball you get hit in the face by a bigger kid at school?
Defo got those vibes. Have a look at my mobile phone. Our producer, Daisy, has given me one of these, a branded Tesco Mobile iPhone cover.
What's it say on the side? Tottenham forever. That's nice. That's all right.
It's,
nice bit.
It's kit. Not bad, is it? And also, we've got some Tesco Mobile. Bear in mind, it's late 20s weather at the moment. It's so hot in Central Europe. We've got some Tesco Mobile red and black football scarves.
A scarf?
Scarf.
Scarfs in this weather?
Yeah, tell me about it.
They've also got some quite heavy set T-shirts with a picture on the front. And I saw them earlier on. I haven't taken it out of my case yet, but my first reaction was sweaty moves. Let's not ruin football. Guys, let's not ruin football.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie machen Deutschland. Das ist fantastisch, genau.
Bush and Richie here, coming to you from Cologne on our way to Dortmund in Germany to organise a kickabout with the fans for Jumpers for Goalposts.
Now, but despite the fact that we are away, we want to make sure that this home time show is still the infotainment that you normally get, information and entertainment, loose on both fronts, to be quite frank. But some of the stuff that I've noticed, like obviously I was in Brussels yesterday and then we have reconvened together here in Cologne. Two cities very proud and famous of the things that they are the home of. Brussels, the home of not just Tintin, but also Biscoff, Speculoos.
Ooh, I didn't know Biscoff came from Brussels.
I learned that yesterday.
Wow.
Biscoff, obviously, a bit of a brand name these days. Speculoos is the flavour that is very much based on.
Can I ask you a question? What is Biscoff's natural form?
Caramelised biscuit.
But is it, like, wet? Or is a Biscoff dry?
I would say to begin with, it's caramelised. You've got your Biscoff biscuit, which is caramelised into a biscuit.
But is it like... Is the biscuit a solidified version of what we know as Biscoff?
Or yes.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so the biscuit's a variation of... Because when you think about it, it actually blows your mind.
It's kind of like a vicious circle of Biscoff.
Where did it start?
Then there was Tintin. I saw an actual... There was a skyscraper that had a revolving motif of Tintin going around on top of it.
Oh.
So they're proud of that. And then you go up to Cologne, and Cologne, obviously, the home of perfume.
Oh, it is? The hint's in the name. Isn't it?
What came first, the city or the smell?
It's a bit like the Biscoff thing, isn't it? I see what else it's the home of, the great board game shops. I found two amazing board game shops.
Is it as famous?
It will be now from this point forth. But I've been holed up in two board game shops before us getting here to do this broadcast.
I'm not surprised by that. So look, there's your infotainment. Share with us what is where you are from the home of.
Don't know why
I went all Denzel there.
Get in touch with us then.
What is where you are from the home of? You can find us on the socials at Absolute Radio. Cologne, where we are in right now, the home of perfume. Yesterday I was in Brussels, the home of Tintin and Biscoff. David has tweeted, he's from Cheddar.
Oh, I bet he is.
I think we know what's going on there. One here from Northwich, the home of Rock Salt and also the Charlatans.
I think Malden might have a word to say with them about that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Malden is obviously your Malden salt from the sea, but I think Northwich is Rock Salt, which they mine out of the salt mines of Northwich.
Well, I think we can only have one salt champion. So let it be them. Amsterdam. Obviously, I went to Amsterdam yesterday. It's the home of Amstel beer.
Yes.
And everything's well. It seems to be the home of cycling because everybody cycles around, even though everyone's got rubbish bikes. It's weird.
One more to chuck in. It's not quite up there with Amstel. John Smith. Rochester was the home to Rod Hull.
So this is a learning experience for us as we travel around Europe. And one thing that's kind of hit home on this little adventure, which is the same as when we went to La Rochelle, is just how good the trains are.
Yeah.
The train we got, I mean, I feel like I was slightly sick of trains, bearing in mind I was stuck on the Eurostar for 4 hours the other day. But the train that we got from Amsterdam to get here to Cologne was just like the most incredible luxury. It was just a normal train, and it was an incredible thing. And I think that, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier on, when the Eurostar broke down, the lady started walking up and down giving out free Kit Kats. Yep. They just do trains better here.
Yes, they do.
It's the future.
It's fantastic. I was on a beautiful German train from Brussels to Cologne today, about 2 hours.
Yeah.
The Ice.
Yes.
Even got a cool name.
Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Did you get a little, there's amazing little mini grabber holder things for your bottle? If you were by, you were working on a little desk. I think the reason we're going to separate in terms of experience here, and I hate to break this to you during the show, is that because of a clerical error, you weren't in first class, but producer Nick and I did accidentally travel in first class. So you maybe didn't have a holder for your drink.
I was not in first class, and there was a very, very obvious reason that you could see that it was not first class. And I'll tell you what that was next. It doesn't reflect well on us.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
So it turned out that you travelled from Amsterdam to Cologne today due to a clerical error in first class. I came from Brussels to Cologne in standard class today.
Oh no, are you okay? How's that feel?
It was an interesting train journey because it's not just you and me that are here in Germany. There are a lot of England fans that you can see everywhere.
Yes.
That are making their way around, obviously for Sunday afternoon's game in Gelsenkirchen against Slovakia, and there was a lot in standard class with us. And the one thing that I noticed was you've got everybody, the rest of the Belgian and the German commuters making their normal way business-wise amongst the two cities. And then you just got all these English football fans with red faces, not been applying any sun lotion whatsoever, walking up and down the carriage with like pints, glass pints.
God bless them.
I could not believe, I was just like, my head was in my hands thinking, oh, this does not look good on us.
But you know, the funny thing was, when we got to Cologne, the first thing that hits you when you step out of the train station is the incredible cathedral.
Yes.
But there was lots of England fans around there. And you know what? Having watched the first three games, I can see why they might be praying.
Busch und Ritchie machen Deutschland. Busch and Ritchie do Germany.
Busch and Ritchie here with one big adventure of a home time show. We are in Cologne, the final stop before we make our way to Dortmund tomorrow. And don't forget, Westfalen Park, 4 p.m. for our big kickabout on Saturday, which is tomorrow. Be there or be square.
Hoping to find out after 6 o'clock how our advert that has been going out on German radio stations has been received. Do you remember?
Yes.
We made one to make sure that there's plenty of people that are going to turn up for our kickabout. A German broadcaster is going to join us on the show to have a little bit of a chat about that. So that should be exciting.
It'll be enlightening.
I forgot to pack any socks with me for this trip. Is there something that you always forget when you come abroad and you then always end up buying?
Well, I mean, a running joke in my family is that I always forget my toothbrush and toothpaste. So if I'm travelling with anyone, I'll always knock on the door and ask to borrow some toothpaste. I've forgotten both this time. And I bought some, is it erythrosil or some weird toothpaste? I picked it up without looking at it. And it's like medical tasting and it's pink. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know whether I should rub it on my gums or put it in my hair to get rid of lice.
I forgot my socks and I was looking for a Brussels version of Sports Direct, couldn't find one. So I've ended up buying some Calvin Klein trainer socks.
Oh, someone's doing all right for themselves. Fabio over there. And starting to get a little bit nervous. The reason we're getting a bit nervous is that obviously we are here to organise a big kickabout with the fans in Dortmund tomorrow at Westfalen Park, 4 p.m. You know, we've been using the phrase build it and they will come, but what if nobody turns up? So what we just did, and you will have heard this on Home Time in the week just gone, we put together a little advert to be broadcast in the United Kingdom and over in Germany to put out the message for people to come and have a kickabout with us tomorrow. And we have had a lovely chap called Ben from Energy Radio in Berlin, who is a disc jockey. He has cast his ear over it and he's given us some honest German feedback. And here he is.
Hi, Bush and Richie. Ben here from Energy in the Morning. Welcome to Germany. Have a good time at the game. We're really happy to have you guys. Yes, we do wear pants. Okay, maybe really, really short ones. We call them Speedo, but in fact, there are pants. We are Germans. We are really prude. And just because I'm speaking to people from the UK, can you tell your football team, please, the England team, that they could start play football now? Because your group stage games were boring as
honest German feedback. That's brutal.
Absolutely brutal. He sounds too much like Jurgen Klopp for my liking as an Evertonian on this show. But he's got a point, I guess, hasn't he?
He has got a point. Let's deal with things one by one. I don't think we can do anything about the English football team, so we can almost move on quickly from that. I am heartened to hear, though, that they aren't completely naked in the German parks.
Yes.
If we're going to be having a kickabout and some German chaps will be joining us, I am heartened to hear they're going to be in their Speedos. I am wearing socks. A lot of people have been asking, are you wearing socks? This is after I admitted earlier on that I came away without having packed any socks. That's the whole point, you see. Had to buy some in Brussels yesterday. What do you always end up forgetting packing and then have to buy whilst you're away? Bob says my best effort was when I packed in 30 minutes before rushing out the door and packed odd shoes. Both were black, but one slightly different than the other. I still wore them out.
Do you know, but I think a lot of people do that these days. I think it's a bit of a trend now.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think some kind of quirky personality people purposely have different shoes on.
Steve says my mum has gone on holiday without any pants on three different occasions.
Well, we have heard that rumour. So we split up into two teams and we're now reunited. The team that I was on was Team Amsterdam, and that was myself, producer Nick and producer Lee. And we stayed at the hotel in Amsterdam. We went out and had quite a few beers on the other night, I'll be honest with you.
I think it sounded like you deserved them with all your delays yesterday.
It was a terrible trip. So I feel like we did, yeah, you're right, we kind of earned it. But got up the next morning and met down in the reception for breakfast. And it turns out that Lee had already been for a run. He went for a jog at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Can I just say, and this is, Lee's a lovely chap, and this is not having a pop at Lee, but I hate it when people exercise on holiday.
I feel like it makes everyone else that is in that particular party, whether it's friends, colleagues, or family, it makes them feel bad.
It does. It makes you feel bad because what do you do on holiday? You eat loads. I mean, we're surrounded by like Kit Kats and Pringles and stuff like that here. But I think a lot of the times, and I don't want to start any form of a war here, but I think a lot of people go and do exercise on holiday because they know that it gives them a holier-than-thou kind of vibe against the rest of the people that they're with.
I'm going to open this up.
Do it.
You'll hear Jason Manford on Absolute Radio on Sunday morning. He is quite often posting from hotel gyms.
What's wrong with him?
What's going on? You're in a hotel. I love staying in a hotel, but that's all about hotel breakfasts. It's not about the hotel gyms.
Disassemble the Corby trouser press and have a packet of crisps from the minibar and stay in your room.
Bush und Richie machen Deutschland. Bush and Richie do Germany.
Bush and Richie here with Home Time. We are on our way to Dortmund for a big kickabout with the fans at Westfalen Park tomorrow, 4 p.m. So if you make your way over now, get going and we'll see you there.
One of the great things about a hotel stay, particularly when you're abroad, is the ability to surf the native television channels, which is something that I did yesterday in Brussels. A foreign language film is a treat, isn't it?
It is amazing. It reminds me of having a TV in my room when I was a teenager and watching what me and my brother hoped would be slightly blue movies on a Friday night on Channel 4.
I found all sorts of nonsense yesterday. Couldn't because none of it was in Italian, which is the language that I'm now like 800 odd days into on Duolingo. Yeah. I couldn't understand a word of what was going on. But I guess because of it, you just don't see films like this at home because we're able to get the Hollywood stuff because we're all speaking the same lingo.
Yeah.
Then you come abroad and you have these films that are in French or in Belgian, which pretty much is French and all that kind of stuff. And
Bit of Belge.
But because the film industry isn't quite as big,
yeah,
it's not as good. So it looks fun.
It's fun, but you don't quite know what's going on.
Exactly.
I mean, you say that. I mean, yesterday morning, I just sat there and watched Homes Under the Hammer in Germany. But
well, that is the other side of it. Because I didn't understand what was going on for very long at all, I then kept on surfing and depressingly found BBC One Northern Ireland and ended up watching that.
And that is it before we make our final little jump over to Dortmund tomorrow for the big kickabout.
Yes, please don't think it's bad. During the show, we have both gone through a tube of Pombears each.
They're good though, aren't they?
They're so good. Don't think you got the paprika flavour at home, but there we go.
I feel all set for tomorrow's game.
Yes, we'll be figures of fitness. Our kickabout is in Dortmund in Westfalen Park tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. If you know of any Brits that are over here in Germany, please do get them to come and join us. We've seen plenty on the trains. They've all got sunburn and they're all drinking very strong beer. So that's tomorrow afternoon. We will be here tomorrow morning still for Bush and Richie's Summer Saturday.
Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.